It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Mets and the Diamondbacks at Citi Field on Wednesday. We pick it up bottom four, two men aboard for the youngster, Ahmed Rosario.
1-0 pitch is raked in right center. That's a base hit. Smith comes to third. He's being told to come on in. And the kids are all right as it's now 2-1.
0-2 to Martinez with the bases loaded and one out. And J.D. pokes another one to center. In comes Lagares on the charge to make the catch. Here comes Pollock trying to score. The throw by Lagares. That is out at the plate. Challenging the arm of Juan Lagares. A.J. Pollock pays for it. Inning over.
The 1-0 fastball hit deep to right field. Back goes Martinez. And there she goes. Home run, Dominic Smith. And the Mets have taken a 4-2 lead. And Travis d'Arnaud to lead off the bottom of the eighth. 2-1 pitch, swinging a high fly ball, well hit. Pollock back at the track, at the fence, he jumps, and did he make the catch? He did!
A.J. Pollock might have taken a home run away from Travis d'Arnaud with a beautiful play.
Mets double up the Diamondbacks 4-2, just the second win for the Mets in their last 10 games. Mere hours after appearing on the Edward Jones chatting cage on MLB.com, Arizona's David Peralta with the game-high three hits. Rafael Montero faces Robbie Ray on Thursday. Chris Flexen turned in six innings of two-run ball, and Dominic Smith cranked out his third big league home run. Here is Mets skipper Terry Collins.
Well, it comes down to poise for me and not getting too nerved up when you've got to face the middle of that lineup. You've got to keep your wits about you, because if you start to get out of control and make mistakes, they're going to really hurt you. And I just thought he handled them great. He made pitches that he needed to make. He kept the ball down the way to those guys and limited the damage. And I thought he pitched very, very well. This is, another step forward to show that this guy, has got a chance to be able to pitch here.
You mentioned before the game that he's someone that's now gaining confidence. Is that the type of thing that you think maybe early on when he came up he would have, maybe been a little different in those spots than he is right now?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's any question that, early on, certainly when you got Paul Goldschmidt coming up, your heart starts beating a little faster. So I think he's realized now that his stuff plays here and that all he's, he's certainly got to make pitches. We can't keep falling behind in counts and getting that pitch count thing is something we got to work on, because that's eventually going to get you in trouble when you get in certain counts where, you really got to make a quality pitch.
Is that Dom Smith home run exactly what you were talking about, wanting him to get the bat out in front?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we're talking about. He's, last night the double, tonight the home run. He really got the bat through the strike zone quickly and got it out front. I think if he learns how to do that, he's got a chance to hit the ball over the fence.
Jerry.
Terry, so many newcomers contributed tonight. What kind of a boost does a night like tonight provide for a player development staff?
Well, I think for the player development, these guys have done a tremendous job since I've been here. It seems like every year they send one or two guys up, and they've handled themselves very well. I look more on the mental side. We all know they have skills, or they wouldn't be where they are. It's how they handle the situations. And you look at, Dom getting off to a slow start, or Rosie getting off to a little bit of a slow start. How do they handle it? And they've been great. They go out and they work at it, and they ask questions about, how do I prepare for the next day when I have a bad night. So I think our player development staff should be proud that, we're sitting here now looking at a lot of young players that came out of our system. And we've got three or four pitchers in that bullpen, that have been unprotected. And they've come up and they've done a tremendous job for us.
Go ahead, Steve.
Terry, I know this has always been Nimmo's reputation as a guy with a great eye, but when you're watching him up there, starting now, is he someone that you trust as much as anyone to only swing at good pitches right now?
Yeah. I mean, that's what you hope for. Obviously, there's been a couple times where, especially against lefties, you know, where he's chased a little bit. But he's got a great knowledge of the strike zone. He's got a great knowledge of what he can do. And the thing I like about him is that he's one of the guys that, hey, look, if I get deep in the count, I'll take a single to left field. Because that works, and that's where I think he's be able to, when he gets deep in the count, he's able to see that ball a little bit longer because he'll just take something, hit it the other way, and he's happy, you know, did he got a hit.
The Mets send Rafael Montero to the mound on Thursday. He will battle Robbie Ray.